Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Sorry, you said somewhat satisfied?
Yes.
Okay. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. So the first one is voting rights.
10.
Next one, healthcare.
10.
Student loan debt.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Jobs and wage.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
Climate change.
10.
K-12 education.
10.
Housing rights.
10.
Immigration.
It don't matter to me. 5.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Democracy.
10.
Crime and violence.
10.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. And what is your race? White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Thank you. All right. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
65.
Okay. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate's degree.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I'd say 5.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people organizations and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So the first one is Joe Biden.
10.
The Democratic Party.
10.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
Tim Walz.
10.
Kamala Harris.
10.
Donald Trump.
0.
The Republican Party.
0.
Okay, thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Huey Hawkins?
Joe Biden.
Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference? A small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
I think it's a big difference if everybody votes.
Okay. I am going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. And here's the list. I don't feel informed enough about the issues. Powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed. I don't trust the candidates or political parties. The system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us. I am not interested in politics.
You say that again?
Yes.
One with the,
All right, so here's the list. I don't feel informed enough about the issues.
No.
Powerful.
Go ahead.
Powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed. I don't trust the candidates or political parties. The system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us. I am not interested in politics.
Okay, the one with the interest. Did you have to pick one?
Well, it says here, please select the top three reasons that apply to you. If you want, while I read, you can select it with me.
Number them, okay.
So, here's again. I don't feel informed enough about the issues.
That's four.
Powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed.
Three. Go ahead. No, I don't...
Okay. I don't trust the candidates or political parties. The system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us.
That's one.
All right. And I am not interested in politics.
I am interested, so no.
Okay. Besides, the system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us. Did you choose any other?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right, so did you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statement? Most people will take advantage of you if you let them.
I agree.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote will make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. So here's the first. If black communities united around a common cause. If there were stricter regulations on political funding and regulations to control big money in politics. If there were more trustworthy candidates who understood black issues. If I could have open, judgment-free conversations with black people like me about important issues before voting. If politicians kept their promises to black communities.
Yeah, politicians' promises.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You might choose any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Alright, so the first one is because black Pennsylvanians voted for the right elected officials, a bill in the Pennsylvania Senate is being discussed that will give $526 million in grants to school in 2025. The money will go to schools with more students living in poverty, making sure that schools in areas with lower property values get the funds they need. Our votes are making our communities.
Okay, now that was one whole thing?
Was yes, separate? So here... Yeah, here it says, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means the policy will not motivate you to vote at all.
Okay.
You might choose any number from 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm. 10.
The next one, it's because we protested together and voted, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors fell, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Verona Taylor. Our votes and our power are achieving the justice that we deserve.
Say that again?
Yes. Because we protested together and voted, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Verona Taylor. Our votes and our power are achieving the justice that we deserve.
That's a 10.
Okay. All right, next one. Because we demanded change, we declared our power and made a difference in March of this year. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau set a new rule to reduce credit card late fees from $32 to $8. These junk fees, as they have been called, will save American consumers $10 billion annually. Mm-hmm. Our both are keeping more money in our pockets.
Ten.
And the last one, because we made our voices heard, we declare our power and shaped our city's future. In her first budget, Philadelphia Mayor Sherrell Parker has allocated $6.3 billion to key city improvements. The budget includes funding for more police officers, and enhancements to the streets department, increased funding for SEPTA, and neighborhood cleanings. This budget outlines her goal to make Philadelphia the safest, cleanest, and greenest big city in the nation.
Hey.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
5.
Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Did you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
Are you married?
No.
Unmarried, living with a partner? Single?
No.
Separated? Divorced or widowed?
Single.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
How would you describe your employment status?
Employee.
Yeah. Would you say you are employed full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student?
Full employee.
Could you please say that again?
I'm employed fully. Full time.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I guess about 80,000.
Okay. What is your present religion, if any? So here are the other options.
Baptist.
Okay. And what is your person, religion, if any? Here are the choices. Protestant, Roman Catholic, Mormon, Eastern or Greek Orthodox, Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, atheist, agnostic, nothing in particular, something else.
Something else, Baptist, Christian.
Okay, just to confirm, you said Baptist, right?
Baptist, yes. Christian Baptist. B-A-P-T-I-S-T.
Oh, okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year?
Once or twice a month. See?
Right. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.